From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The list of high-profile Republicans distancing themselves from presidential nominee Donald Trump continues to grow. Even Trump's running mate, Mike Pence, has condemned the candidate's comments about women released in a 2005 video. The video, which featured Trump making lewd comments, was released on Friday. House Speaker Paul Ryan, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, and Trump's former opponents, Governor John Kasich of Ohio and Dr. Ben Carson, have come out against Trump's statements. Vice presidential candidate Mike Pence of Indiana said he could not condone or defend Trump's words. The candidate issued an apology early Saturday morning, saying the words on the tape do not reflect who he is now.
Anyone who knows me knows these words don't reflect who I am. I said it, I was wrong, and I apologize.
Even Melania Trump has released a statement saying the words my husband used are unacceptable and offensive to me. This does not represent the man that I know. Several Republicans have called for Trump to step aside, but the nominee told the Wall Street Journal there was zero chance he would quit the race. Hurricane Matthew has made landfall in South Carolina after killing hundreds in the Caribbean and at least four people in Florida. The storm is expected to dump massive amounts of rain in the Carolinas. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory asked residents to be prepared for flooding and storm surge.
This is going to have a prolonged event in areas 20 and 30 and 50 miles to 100 miles inland in North Carolina.
Matthew has killed nearly 900 people in Haiti and left tens of thousands of others homeless. The storm barreled north through the Caribbean, hitting Haiti, the Dominican Republic, Jamaica, Cuba, and the Bahamas. This is VOA News. More than 80 people are reported dead after an airstrike on a high-profile funeral in Yemen's capital Sana'a Saturday. Reports said two explosions occurred at the funeral reception for the father of Jalal al-Rushwehan, the interior minister of the rebel Houthi government. It is not clear whether the interior minister was harmed. The government also said at least 500 people were wounded in the attack, which was reported by the rebel-allied Sabah news agency. The dead and wounded are reported to include military and security officials from the self-declared Houthi government. Witnesses are blaming the strike on the Saudi-led coalition that supports the internationally recognized government of President Abed Rabu Mansour Hadi. But the Saudi coalition has not commented, and at least one report blames suicide bombers for the blast. German police are searching for a suspect Saturday identified as a 22-year-old Jaber al-Bakr after receiving intelligence that he was planning a bombing attack. Authorities detained three people known to al-Bakr after they found explosives in an apartment they raided while looking for him in the eastern city of Chemnitz. Two people were taken into custody near the city's train station and a third in the downtown area. Police are questioning the three, hoping they have information that might help find the suspect. A series of attacks hit Germany this summer. Islamic State claimed two in late July, one on a train near Würzburg and another at a music festival in Ansbach that wounded 20 people. Police shot dead the assailants in both of those incidents. Security forces in Bangladesh have killed 11 suspected members of an Islamist militant group in an ongoing crackdown against extremism in that country. Bangladesh's home minister said the suspects were members of the banned group Jumatul Mujahideen Bangladesh, blamed for an attack on the cafe in the capital city Dhaka in July. 22 people died in that attack, including 17 foreigners. Greece's Coast Guard said that 131 migrants were rescued Saturday off the western coast after their vessel sent a distress call and was found rudderless at sea. Initial reports say the migrants were believed to have been trying to reach Italy. Neither their nationalities nor the boat's point of origin have been reported. Harbor police helped the boat make it to the docks in the western Greek port of Mytilene. All aboard are reported safe. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.